Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we will have waiting for you there. A lot of those talk show hosts charge you for their websites. Ours is free. So enjoy freetalklive.com with you here tonight. You've got Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
So to start things out here, special guest Jim Babb is with us here. He is a super activist in the Philadelphia area. And we've had Jim on the show a number of times for various different reasons. In this particular case, a lot of your activism does sort of focus around courthouses, it seems, Jim. And you do some good work out there. Recently, there was an issue with some court security trying to give you a hard time and you standing up for yourself and backing them down, which was pretty cool. But you've got something that's, I think, a lot bigger, a big project that is on your hands at the moment that is really, really important. What is happening?
Well, thank you for having me. It's always great to be here, Ian.
Sure.
We're talking about a nationwide billboard campaign to promote jury nullification. And this campaign started last year in D.C., and this will be the third city now in New York City. And it's going to begin on December 29th, and we're starting out with six kiosk ads, which are on the side of phone booths for pedestrian viewing surrounding the U.S. courthouse at 500 Pearl Street. So the goal is to inform as many people as we can about the right of a juror to judge the law itself, not just the facts of a case.
You've done these advertising, as you mentioned before. Previously in D.C., it seemed to surround the Adam Kokesh trial, where he was facing time in prison for racking a shotgun allegedly in some part of Washington, D.C. Didn't something happen during that trial where the judge tried to exclude people who had seen an advertisement about jury nullification, or am I just totally misremembering something?
Well, in Kokesh's case, he eventually took a plea deal and did not go to trial, but it certainly looked like he was going to for a long time. There were other trials in D.C. where that came up, and it was quoted in the Washington Post that a reporter heard prosecutors complaining to the judge and begging the judge to try to exclude jurors that had seen the billboards. So the fact that these prosecutors and judges get a little bit grumpy really sort of confirms to me that this is good work, and I think this is a real vital activity.
Jim, Johnny Ray here. How do you keep the message of jury nullification small enough to put on the a kiosk or a billboard?
Well, the photos are actually I have some photos of what these signs look like. They're actually pretty big. There's plenty of room to work with, and got a couple bold headlines. The bold headlines are basically jury duty, know your rights, and Google jury nullification. And then for people that gets their attention, there's a few more bullet points and a website and things like that they can read more about. But I really just want to get people's attention and then get them to research it for themselves.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. Now, what website are you pointing them towards?
Okay, the website is jrp.io/NYC. So that's Jury Rights Project, jrp.io/NYC. And that'll take you right to the Indiegogo fundraising page we have set up. And I'm really excited to report that campaign has basically been active for about a day.
Mm-hmm.
And between that site, incoming Bitcoin transactions, and some I had raised previously, we're about two-thirds of the way towards paying for the first month of these ads, and I'm really excited about that.
So just to be clear, you're talking about buying multiple advertising locations, large format ads, like a full-size movie poster or even larger, right? These are noticeable. I mean, they're attractive, they're well-designed, they look good.
Well, you be the judge of that. I designed them, so I think they do. But I think they are going to get a lot of attention. I really do. And if you go to that website, you can see I have a mock-up of what one might look like on one of these signs, and I have a map that shows the locations surrounding the courthouse that people can check out.
Yeah, so you're going to have multiple locations all around the district court, federal district court there in New York City, which is the location where Ross Ulbricht's trial is going to be taking place. I believe that starts in early January. I think I've heard the 5th as the start date. So as potential jurors are coming in there and being selected for the trial, which presumably hasn't occurred yet, maybe it has, but either way, even if they haven't, even if they've already been selected, they've got to walk into that courthouse, and there's a good chance that this trial is going to go on for more than a day, so they're likely going to be walking by it multiple times, meaning they're more likely to encounter this message. Now, I think this is a great idea. I'm really excited about it. I'm glad that you called in, because I spotted this over the weekend, and I thought, oh, that's cool. I hope that we, you know, talk to Jim about that, and then of course, you know, got misplaced, and it didn't come to my forefront until you said, hey, can I call in about this tonight? And yes, please. So jrp.io/NYC. If it's hard to remember that, just go to Free Talk Live's social media, our Facebook, Twitter, Google+. I just linked over to the fundraising information there. It's also the top story right now as voted by our listeners over at freetalklive.com. So it's in the moment, it's fairly easy to find this, but if you're listening later on, maybe a few days later, jrp.io/NYC, and the JRP stands for Jury Rights Project.
Correct.
So you're getting there. It looks like this could become a reality with a few more contributions. I'm pretty excited about it. Now, it's my understanding there are going to be activists down there in physical reality as well, like handing things to people. Yes. Is there a plan for that too?
Yeah, this is in fact, that's a really exciting part of this campaign. It's not just the billboards. It's the fact that we're going to have volunteers on street corners surrounding the courthouse with a matching pamphlet. So the message will kind of go together, but the pamphlet will have much more detailed information available. So we're hoping to get that multiple exposure that I think is really going to get through to people.
Is this the same courthouse, Jim Babb, that Julian Heiklin, who was a longtime jury rights advocate, is this the same courthouse at which he was arrested a couple years ago?
Oh, yes, it is. And they were particularly cruel to him. I mean, they hurt him physically, Professor Heiklin there, and arrested him multiple times. At least on one occasion, he went to jail. At one point, they sent him to Rikers Island for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Okay. And, you know, that really, and one of the times he was arrested, I was there with him, and I've never forgotten that. And that place, that courthouse is like 80 stories tall. Okay. This is wholesale destruction of human life going on. So I'm really looking forward to making an impact down there. These people have been unchecked for so long that I really think we can make a difference there.
Well, we know that the prosecutors are really concerned about this. I'm sure, as you've heard, one of the more recent developments in the case has been that the prosecution in the Ross Ulbricht case, for our listeners that don't know, Ross is the guy who's accused of running the Silk Road, which is an underground drug marketplace that since has been shut down. The first iteration was. But anyway, the prosecutors filed a motion asking the judge to prohibit Ross and his attorneys from discussing Ross's political viewpoint, which is, of course, libertarianism. And they are very worried. They specifically say in the motion that I was forwarded by his mother, and I've read through it, they specifically say that if Ross is able to talk about his political beliefs and his motivations for allegedly running the website, that may sway the jury into jury nullification, and the prosecution would like the judge to prevent that from even coming up.
Well, it makes perfect sense. One informed juror with a conscience scares the hell out of them because they can't control that. They control everything else. Everything is dictated and manipulated and controlled. The last thing they want is a jury to find out that perhaps a defendant is actually a good person.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to discuss the sentencing. Oh, well, we can't talk about the fact that we may be sending a good person to jail for life.
Right.
For running an honest website, for instance, or for smoking a joint or something like that. They really need the jury to be in the dark so they can just do their part to rubber stamp what the prosecution wants. So again, that confirms to me that this work is vital.
Jim, can you hang on and talk a little bit further about this outreach and where it's going and maybe some ideas for folks who might want to come out and show up in person?
Absolutely.
All right, hang on. More with Jim Babb, and you can go and contribute to this fundraiser, JRP, Jury Rights Project, jrp.io/NYC, or just go to the Free Talk Live Facebook page or Google Plus Twitter. We've got the link right there. And it also happens to be voted up on the top right now over at freetalklive.com. We'll continue with more jury nullification info here on Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. The Declaration of Independence famously states that we all have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But what do we mean by the pursuit of happiness? Does it mean our happiness may come at the expense of other people? No, because that would deprive others of their rights. And the principle of equal rights rests at the heart of the Declaration. And our founders knew that a large federal government could threaten the pursuit of happiness. Simply put, the pursuit of happiness means liberty, the right to pursue our occupations, our hobbies, our loves, our interests, to do what we think best for our own lives, while respecting the free choices of others, even if we disagree with the choices they make. And that is the liberty protected for us all by the U.S. Constitution. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is yet another Christmas Eve edition of the show. So the 23rd as we are doing this program, and we're going to continue to be live throughout the holidays. So Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, Free Talk Live will be here, and Johnny Ray in here with me, Ian, tonight. Johnny, thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
We're talking about jury...
Merry Christmas.
Indeed, and a happy holidays. We're talking about jury nullification because even though many people are right now enjoying the holidays and time with family and friends, and by all means, you certainly should enjoy the good things in life. It's important to remember that at this time, as during every day of the year, there are peaceful people who are currently rotting away in prison cells. In this case, it's Ross Ulbricht, a man who is alleged to be the man who's run the Silk Road, the creator of the Silk Road 1.0, the original Silk Road website, which was infamous worldwide for being a destination and sort of this underground black market destination where you can buy all kinds of things from fake IDs to drugs. They took him down just over a year ago now at this point, and he has been sitting in a federal prison cell awaiting trial. The system has just basically been screwing his defense team left and right as much as they possibly can before the trial has even started. Now, his prosecutor has motioned the court. The court has yet to rule on this, but so far his mother, Lynn, who we've had on this show, she says that the court has granted every single ridiculous motion that has been filed thus far by the prosecution to restrict the defense in what they can say. The most recent filing, which again has yet to be ruled on, is that they don't want Ross and his attorneys to be able to talk about his political beliefs, his ideas in favor of the ideas of liberty. That's what he believes in, and that's what Dread Pirate Roberts, who he's accused of being, also believed in. Whether they are the two men are one and the same, we've yet to really find that out. But they're saying he's not going to be allowed, or they want him to not be able to talk about his ideas and his beliefs and who he is, because they don't want the jury to have a chance of coming to the idea of jury nullification. So Jim Babb is on the line with us here, and he's engaged with another group of activists in the area in doing a fundraiser that will help get jury nullification advertising in various different locations physically surrounding the courthouse, to where essentially someone who is walking from the subway or getting out of a taxi or however it is they're getting there in New York City to the federal district court, that they're going to see this advertisement talking about extolling the virtues of jury nullification. And Jim is still with us here. Jim, thanks for sticking with us.
My pleasure.
So what was it that motivated you? Why this case? I mean, there certainly are a lot of potential cases where people are being frustrated and attacked by the system. Why Ross Ulbricht?
Well, this effort is not connected directly to any particular case or defendant. It happens to coincide with a high profile case in New York that's fantastic, and it's going to bring awareness to the concept of jury nullification. I want to help thousands of people that are getting their lives destroyed in that courthouse. I mean, this is a huge location, and if I'm successful, and the people that are contributing to this effort are successful, what we want to do is try to recreate some of the success we had in D.C. where complaints from prosecutors generated a media avalanche.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys got all kinds of free media. So the advertising is actually surprisingly affordable. I would have expected multiple locations for a month in New York City to run a lot higher than the amount you're trying to raise, which is, what, just over $3,000?
Yeah, it's. I think the total bill is going to be about $3,800 just for the billboards. Some more additional money for pamphleting and those kind of things.
So just that alone doesn't seem unreasonable to me, as far as that amount of money for New York City, the amount of foot traffic you're going to get by these locations is probably pretty tremendous. But you add to that the fact that in D.C. it generated extra mainstream media coverage for the idea of jury nullification, and that's worth a whole lot more.
Oh, certainly. I mean, the D.C. campaign, it wasn't just the Washington Post and the local Fox affiliate, but once they reported on it, NPR did a nationwide radio story on jury nullification. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even have to be interviewed. They brought in law professors from Georgetown.
Wow, that's great.
It was really great exposure.
So this is a good point. So not only are these signs, and you're looking at doing at least a month of time, maybe more, but not only the signage going to be seen by people that are on juries for more than just the Ross Ulbricht case, they'll be seen by thousands of members of the public as well. Maybe this will parlay yet again into more mainstream media coverage of the idea of jury nullification. And, of course, there will already be media crawling around due to the Ulbricht case. So there's certainly a good chance that you will be getting some extra value for what the already, I think, decent price point on this is. Folks who want to go and help out, JRP.io, stands for Jury Rights Project, JRP.io/NYC, will take you right to the fundraiser, or just go to freetalklive.com if you're listening live tonight. It's there at the top story as voted by our listeners and also on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. Also, I just posted to our social media the link to the Bitcoin address. If you go to the website that we've been promoting here, that's an Indiegogo thing. They don't let you do Bitcoin on their page. So you've given me directly the address that that folks who have Bitcoin that would like to contribute can contribute to. So that's an option, and that's on our Facebook as well right now. I'm excited about this, Jim. Thanks for putting the effort in and making this happen. Obviously, you've done this a couple times before. It was D.C., and what was the other city?
Phoenix was the last one that we completed.
How'd that one go? Did you manage to score any media down there?
It did really well in alternative media, mm-hmm, and generated a lot of attention, but we did not get the old media that I was hoping for.
Well, anything you can get out of it, I think, is a bonus. But I'm pretty jazzed about it. Thank you again for being on. Was there anything that we didn't cover that you felt was important to get out about this?
No, thank you for covering it. Just want to maybe throw a shout out to George Donnelly, who built the Indiegogo page and really got it going on Reddit. I'd started the fundraising and was struggling a little bit, but with his help, we've really ramped it up, and the funding is basically going to be covered, and we're probably going to get a couple months out of this if this pace keeps up. So really excited about the success we're having.
Yeah, and also that you're going out there to physically hand things out in reality. I know you're going to be prepared, but for anybody else that's planning on going out, please bring a video camera or two with you to make sure that everyone is as safe as possible. We know these bureaucrats at this federal courthouse in Manhattan. We know they are dangerous. They are willing to arrest an old, brittle man. They've done that multiple times in a violent manner, and so they certainly will pick on younger people. I can't stress having a video camera more than that.
I have one more question.
Yes, please.
Jim, I'm very skeptical of positive change for the wider liberty movement occurring at all inside government buildings like courthouses. But I think that what you're doing is, I still think it's great. Are you appealing to the bureaucrats, or are you appealing to the common man? And are we just minimizing the harm that happens here, or do you think that you can create freedom for the people inside a courthouse?
Well, the message is directly towards the common person, anybody who can get jury duty at any time. And if what I want people to know is, yeah, you might get a summons for jury duty. The natural instinct is to go, oh no, I have to get out of it. But once people realize they have an opportunity to put a wrench in this horrible machine they call the justice system.
Hold that thought, Jim. We'll let you finish up in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're starting out with jury nullification. It's a particularly important outreach project. I think it's important in general. That's why I go out every month here and Keene, New Hampshire, whenever they have jury jury selection dates, and hand out jury nullification information at that time. What they're going to be doing in New York City is a much larger scale. They're going to be purchasing advertisements all around the federal district courthouse there, and you can help with it. The way you can help with that fundraiser is you go to Free Talk Live's Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can access any of those through news.freetalklive.com, and you'll find the link to both the Indiegogo fundraiser and the Bitcoin wallet address that you'll need right there to donate to this effort. They're only looking to raise around $3,800, and they're about two-thirds of the way to that goal. So very exciting. And by the way, when you look at the Indiegogo, it only shows you the dollars they've raised. That will not show you the amount of Bitcoin that they've also raised. So combining the two, they're about two-thirds of the way. You can help them get all the way. Again, go to news.freetalklive.com to link into our Google, our Facebook, and Twitter. At coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. BuzzBox is great coffee, and it is priced competitively with other excellent high-end coffees. The thing that's different about BuzzBox is that when you buy through coffee.freetalklive.com, every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that's doing that funds one new microloan per month being loaned out to folks all around the world to help them make their lives better by giving them the opportunity to have a hand up rather than a hand out. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com and you can get some great coffee. You pay the shipping cost on that free pound and you can cancel your subscription at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Jim Babb. Jim, you were answering kind of a big question from Johnny Ray there, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get it out. Could you just quick recap what you were saying before the break?
Sure, it was a good question. You know, who's this message for? The message is for anybody that could end up with jury duty, and that could be anybody. So instead of getting out of jury duty, I'm hoping that people decide that if they can, to take jury duty, go in there and be that last line of defense. Be the one that says, you know what? A guy smoked a joint. So what? I'm going to say not guilty. So he goes home to his family instead of to a cage. I don't care what the law says. I don't care what, you know, what the facts of the case are. You shouldn't go to jail for smoking a joint or for drinking raw milk or for watering your lawn or for any of the other million things you can do to get you into trouble with the law. Now, will this have some, you know, bigger effect on society? I'm not going to try to guess at that.
Did we lose you, Jim? Anyway, what he was saying there, he'll probably come back to us here when he gets a chance. There is a connection error there with Skype. But, yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of jury outreach as well, and it's hard to say when you really know. It's hard to know when you've had an impact, because unless a juror specifically comes to you after the trial and says, hey, thanks for giving me that information, I used it, then you probably aren't going to really know for sure if you've had an effect. There are a couple of times where we have seen this outreach, whether it be billboards or physically handing information to people, or the attorneys or defendants actually giving the information of jury nullification at trial, which we've actually been able to see happen here in New Hampshire. In other places, you can't mention jury nullification during the course of a trial because they'll call a mistrial or possibly hit you with contempt of court. But in New Hampshire, it has been possible for people to do that. And we have seen that in the case of Adamo and Pete in Greenfield, Massachusetts, where one of the jury members there was inspired enough to actually nullify, that it worked, that he managed to flip the entire jury and find those guys not guilty. So we've seen it work there, and we also saw it work in the case of Doug Darrell, who was a Rastafarian guy growing pot here in New Hampshire. He ended up with a Free State Project participant on his jury, and she, who is in her 60s, she kind of looks like a lady you would expect to see on a jury, she managed to flip that entire jury to not guilty as well. So Johnny Ray, there's no doubt that this getting this information into people's hands, it can work. It doesn't always work. It doesn't work as often as we might like it to, because even with the knowledge about jury nullification, you still have to count on the person to have the courage to enact that knowledge. And that's really the tricky part that all we can really do is encourage. Right, Jim? And you are back with us.
Yes. I mean, we can encourage people. And let's face it, another like 95 or 99% aren't even getting a trial. They're going to jail after a plea deal. So
yeah,
we're really trying to help a very small segment of the population, but the potential to have a huge impact. If I can send one person home to their family instead of to a cage, to me, that's worth all of the effort.
I can only imagine the evil that goes on in this.
Oh, all right, so there's Johnny Ray.
Pardon me.
Oh, damn it.
the evil that goes on in this 80-story building, but it feels good to go in and hold your head up high and do what you know the right thing is, even when it's very difficult, when you're going through security checkpoints and when you've got bailiffs and judges staring you down, to tell them, for example, no, I cannot pay the fine. I would prefer to do community service. No, I can't do community service. Well, my conscience forbids me from giving you money, so I guess I'll have to go to jail for a few days or something. Sometimes it seems futile, but it feels right.
Definitely.
So one more time, Jim, folks can get behind this effort in a couple different ways. Bitcoin is accepted. Dollars are accepted through the Indiegogo fundraiser, which is all linked to on the Free Talk Live Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. Folks can also visit the Indiegogo fundraiser directly by going to jrp.io/NYC. JRP stands for Jury Rights Project. Now, if you just go to jrp.io, there's some sort of like jury rights quiz that comes up. What is that?
Well, this is a project that George and I are working on, the Jury Rights Project. It's really in its infancy right now. It's not exactly ready for prime time, okay. But the idea is to make even more resources available and to expand this type of educational outreach into all corners.
I guess it's not a quiz. It's a course. The Jury Rights 101 course. Well, you know, if it's not ready for prime time, don't advertise a URL on national radio. So what happens if somebody puts in their first, last name and email address in those boxes there?
I'm sure that, you know, that part's working. Let me take it back. It is ready for prime time.
Okay, good. So are you trying to compete with the Fully Informed Jury Association, or, you know, sort of expand on something they're not doing, do something a little differently? What's the vision that's going to, I guess, differentiate jury rights or the Jury Rights Project?
Well, I just think this topic is so big that we need many, many organizations. I mean, like in New Hampshire, you guys have the New Hampshire juror operation up there, which I think is fantastic. I think we need to have 100 organizations working on this on a nationwide basis, on a local basis. And I love the Fully Informed Jury Association and what they do. And Kirsten has been extremely supportive of my projects.
Good to know.
So, you know, I just think that there's room for everybody in this, and we need a diverse marketplace where people are free to try different approaches.
Jim, will you be there during the Ross Ulbricht jury, or the first day of the trial, or will you be there throughout the trial, you know, doing outreach?
It is my intention to at least be there for the beginning.
Okay. If it's possible, if you have time, I know you're probably loaded up with stuff to do, but if you have time, could you call us up and kind of give us a rundown of, you know, what your experience was, whether it was doing the outreach, if there was any hassles from the court security, et cetera?
Would be.
I'm presuming you said that would be okay. You cut out there as you answered the question.
Yes, it would be great.
Okay, great. Jim Babb, thanks for coming on the show tonight. I appreciate the extended time as well for the extra questions, and good luck with the fundraiser. Hopefully, I expect it's going to meet its goal, since you do have a few days yet to wrap it up. So thanks again.
Thank you.
Jim Babb from the Jury Rights Project, their website, jrp.io. You put a /NYC after that, and that'll take you directly to the Indiegogo fundraiser, where you can help throw in to get these advertisements placed all around the courthouse in New York City, which is, of course, the very same courthouse in which Ross Ulbricht will be facing the rest of his life in prison for ostensibly running the Silk Road. We'll keep you in the loop as we know more about that case. You're welcome to share your thoughts here with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, Johnny Ray's got we got the game of the week on the way, plus Cutting the Cord. We'll tell you about it. It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor in every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals and first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale, and pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want right here at 855-450-FREE. We are live, and with you tonight, it's Ian.
And the wise janitor, Jenny Ray.
Indeed, and you may, of course, take control here. And on Skype, you can join us just as Jim did a few moments ago and sound great on Skype compared to your regular phone over at Skype username lrn.fm. So we've been talking about In Freedom's Cause as a great gift for family members. It's probably too late to get it to you in time for Christmas, but the coupon code is still good. So it's never too late to give this as a gift to the children in your life. In Freedom's Cause is one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history. It's the story of William Wallace. It's like Braveheart, only historically accurate. And it's audio theater. And that means that you get to imagine what was going on. You get sound effects and you get voice acting by name actors like Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd, you may know him from Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes of Chronicles of Narnia, and James Cosmo from Braveheart, as well as Game of Thrones and Sons of Anarchy. You can hook up with this, and it's got a study guide as well. So go to infreedomscause.com and get the family four-pack for half price with code FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. That's your discount code. Over at infreedomscause.com. It's infreedomscause.com. To your phone calls and thoughts here, and then coming up, of course, other things to discuss, including Johnny Ray, since we're on the court discussion, you've got a story about a judge rebuking a jury for coming to the wrong decision.
Getting it wrong.
Well, what the judge thought was the wrong decision. Let's go to Larry, listening in Hyde Park. Larry just dropped off a line. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Also, in other news, there's the cord cutters, which is a term that is used for people who are leaving the world of cable television And it's kind of been something that I've done here on Free Talk Live. It's interesting to watch people's media habits change over the years as technology changes. What are people doing differently these days? Well, a lot of people are leaving pay television behind. So we can talk about that here. And it turns out people are actually pretty satisfied with leaving pay television behind. And Johnny Ray, let's get into the story about the lady judge who apparently wasn't acting very ladylike at all, threatening and intimidating jurors after the fact by telling them that they were wrong to give a return a not guilty verdict. Do you have that story?
Yeah, I have a story from the Columbus Dispatch. That's Columbus, Ohio, from May of this year. Some jurors were upset when Franklin County Municipal Judge Amy Salerno berated them for reaching the, quote, wrong verdict in finding a man not guilty of assault last summer. The Ohio State Bar Association is upset as well. The Bar Association has filed a complaint with the Ohio Supreme Court's Disciplinary Board accusing Salerno of misconduct and requesting that she be punished for her comments to jurors. The Bar's Legal Ethics and Professional Conduct Committee accuses Salerno of violating the Judicial Ethics Code by criticizing jurors, failing to promote confidence in the judiciary, and failing to avoid the appearance of impropriety. The Bar received 6 complaints about the conduct of Salerno, who did not respond yesterday to messages, presumably, from the Columbus Dispatch, seeking comment. Following the hearings, the Board of Commissioners on Grievances and Discipline will determine what, if any, punishment to recommend to these.
There will be no punishment.
Ohio Supreme Court.
We've seen judges here in New Hampshire act very, very poorly, and a few years ago, at least one activist did put in some sort of a complaint to the Judicial Conduct Committee, which turns out the Judicial Conduct Committee is just made up of other judges. And so no one should be surprised when committees like that come back with responses essentially giving their buddies a pass. That'd be my prediction in this case.
Salerno, a former state lawmaker who has served as a judge since 2005 and won re-election last fall. So she's in for another 6 years as of last fall.
All right.
Could face the suspension of her law license, which would remove her from the bench. The complaint against Salerno involves her handling of the July 29th through August 1st, 2013 trial of Joseph McGee on assault and disorderly conduct charges. Salerno admitted acting with surprise and telling jurors they returned the wrong verdict after their decision was announced to court.
Wow.
She also admitted telling jurors that prosecutors believed they had a, quote, slam dunk case against McGee. The judge also told jurors that McGee had a pending case in which he was charged with aggravated menacing and witness intimidation for allegedly threatening to shoot witnesses in his trial.
She's telling them this after they've made their decision.
She's telling them, it's okay, I'm going to be seeing this man again, and I'll be able to put him behind bars. You reached the wrong verdict. And she came out and she said 99% of the time, the jury gets it right. Congratulations, you just made it 98%.
Really?
Yes.
Now, wait, she tells them this in open court or like back in the jury chambers or whatever?
That is not clear in Johnny Ray's mind.
Either way, it's clear, what is clear, that is this judge has stepped far beyond the standard operating procedures for a judge. The judge is supposed to appear, at least, to be, of an independent mind from all of the goings-on in court. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, that's not the case because the judge receives a paycheck from the state, which is the same organization giving the prosecutor a paycheck. And in a lot of cases, the defense attorney, if it's a public defender, they're also receiving a paycheck from the state. So it's pretty clear to anybody that does even a little bit of digging that or thinking about this that, you know, there's no real separation between these people. It's all just an illusion. But, you know, she's supposed to at least try to maintain that illusion of being separated from taking one side or another in the case. And she doesn't care.
Right. And that's what the Bar Association would ultimately be punishing her for if they ever did punish her.
Just for breaking the illusion?
Yeah, the appearance of impropriety.
So I think it's interesting that she's just so obviously siding with the prosecution here, and it's pretty crystal clear, you know, whose side she's on. I don't know what the facts are in the case. I don't know if this, what the situation is, but obviously the jurors felt this guy didn't deserve to be convicted for it. And for a jury to come back with a not guilty verdict is a pretty unprecedented thing at all to have that happen. So that would seem to me that the case was pretty lousy, because considering that the jurors tend to go along with what prosecutors want, they tend to convict overwhelmingly. For them to not convict really says to me that the prosecution had a slipshod case at best.
Misdemeanor assault and disorderly conduct suggests there was a police officer was the subject of the assault. And
why would that suggest that? Because if it were a cop, then wouldn't there be like a special you hit a cop charge, like assault on a police officer? I believe there's a special category for something like that.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah. I guess when I hear the words disorderly conduct, I just think catch-all.
Sure.
So there's a cop in the scuffle, but that's not necessarily true at all.
Yeah, well, disorderly conduct is a fairly large kind of ranging statute that can cover a few different things. So not necessarily, Johnny Ray, but nonetheless, an interesting story about yet another person in the judicial system making it pretty crystal clear that the system is designed to convict people, that they expect you to convict people. And in this case, when this jury did not convict this man, she let it fly.
Yeah, and she said she made a public apology, a quote apology. I'm putting the scare quotes on apology. She said, "I was very surprised, and I failed to contain my surprise at the verdict, and I apologize if I offended anyone."
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's apologizing because she's an elected judge. Because I know that we've seen some pretty poor behavior from judges here in New Hampshire, and they don't apologize for it because they're lifetime appointments here.
Mm-hmm.
The judges get appointed, I think, by the governor, and ultimately can stick on the bench as long as they darn well feel like it.
Sure.
Which is a problem. New Hampshire is not a perfect place, but it is definitely probably the most free of all the 50 states, and that's why New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the Free State Project, which, of course, if you care about liberty and you like the idea of jury nullification, get up here to New Hampshire, because we've got an active group of jury nullification outreach activists. I'm one of them that goes out on a regular basis and explains the ideas of jury nullification to folks, hands out information in front of the courthouses in Manchester and Keene. I know the Grafton County Courthouse also gets outreach fairly often, but there's still a few counties that don't get it, and several counties, so we can expand this, and we need more activists here, plain and simple. But already I would say we probably have one of the most robust jury rights outreach organizations in the country today, nhjury.com, which is only going to get better over the next few weeks. There's a board that has been formed for nhjury.com. We're looking to hire an executive director for the organization. So the idea is to kind of take that to the next level. And I think that all the efforts to inform jurors of their rights, wherever they're happening, definitely deserve the support of people like you. Dear listener, toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a captive orangutan has the human right to freedom, according to a court. We'll tell you where that's happening. 855-453. You take control, plus cutting the cord is on the way.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.